welcome back to Texans Weekly, a tough one to swallow, not only for the fans, but especially for the players and head coach Bill O'Brien. And here's what he had to say after the game.
It wasn't good football. Give the Colts credit. They came ready to play in the beginning, and you know, we didn't. But, to give some credit to our guys, they fought back. They fought back. Again, I'm very proud of this locker room. I'm very proud of these guys. They were down 24-0. Looked like it was going to be about 50-0. But we finally got something going on offense, and we were able to play some complimentary football, but we still had too many mistakes and just couldn't overcome that type of deficit.
The onside kick, is there anything?
That's terrible. We can't allow that to happen. That's, you know, we talk about that all week, and it starts with coaching, and we just we can't allow that to happen.
We've been talking about the slow starts so much. What else can you guys do to prepare 15 to go?
I don't know, Dave. Seriously, I'm gonna. You know, that's why I got a bye week, got a couple days to figure things out. That's one of the things we got to figure out. But I'm not trying to. I'm just telling you. I mean, obviously, I don't know. It's 24-0. Haven't started well yet. So, got to try to figure it out.
Bill, in terms of Andrew Luck and Hilton, they were obviously locked in all night.
Yeah.
They were just on, or were you guys missing stuff?
No, they made plays. You have to give the Colts a lot of credit. I mean, you know, he's a great quarterback. A lot of respect for their coaching staff and their team. Give them credit. They did a lot of good things. We were in position. You know, they made plays. You know, we made some mistakes, but at the end of the day, the Colts came in here and beat us. They made more plays than we did and less mistakes.
What were you thinking when you saw Walk running down the sideline?
Yeah, it was a great play. You know, it was a great play. By a great player.
You mentioned the mistakes, and that's kind of been a recurring theme these last few weeks. Where you guys are getting close in your games. I mean, that's kind of killing you guys. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we just whether it's turnovers or you know what missed assignments, whatever it might be, there's just no room for that type of error. There's just no margin for error, and we're the ones that we're making the more errors than the other team. And we have to stop that because, you know, these games are going to be close. They're going to be games like this, you know, hopefully not starting like this, but they're going to be close games is what I mean. And the team that makes the least amount of mistakes is the one that's going to win. And we have to stop our self-inflicted wounds, so to speak. Right.
Did you feel like the team was ready to play?
Yeah, no, I did. I believe our team was ready to play. I know how it started out there. You know, we were ready to play. They played better. We couldn't get a first down. Our defense was on the field too much. They made some plays. We fought back to get in the game. We let them get ahead too much. You know, 24-0 is hard to overcome. And but, you know, our guys were energetic the whole night. They were into it. You know, we've got a bunch of good guys in there. We got a bunch of guys that fight, tough guys that have played a lot of football in this league, our veterans. So, you know, everybody was ready to play. It just – maybe it didn't look that way, but, you know, they fought back to get in the game.
It seemed like there were a lot of missed tackles. What can you guys do to, I guess,
Yeah, there was there was some missed tackles, and so we just have to continue to point it out, how they were missed, you know, what type of tackles they were that were missed, and then try to work it in practice, you know, try to work that, at least the angle of the tackle, the proper technique of the tackle, just continue to try to work that in practice to get it better.
So the Texans will have a little time to regroup before the Monday night game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers, but we have to take another time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, we'll hear from the guys who called this one, Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware. Stay with us.